Listen to part of a lecture by a biology professor.
For the next couple of weeks, we'll be focusing on how animals communicate with each other. Up to now, we've had a rather narrow view of vocal warnings that animals give each other. Some recent research indicates that this communication is a lot more complex than we've traditionally thought. Let me give you an example. Take prairie dogs. Of course, they're not really dogs at all, but wild rodents who live on the plains in the western part of the United States. In case you can't visualize them, let me describe them to you. They're about as big as squirrels, but without the bushy tail. And, unlike squirrels, they live in holes in the ground, and they spend a lot of time just outside their holes because they have a lot of enemies. Hawks, coyotes, humans, you name it. When they spot a potential threat, they bark to warn their neighbors and then escape down into their holes. Big deal, you say. Well, it turns out they can differentiate among predators. Researchers discovered that the bark differs for different predators. Coyote warnings are different from people warnings, for instance. But it goes deeper than that. There's actually evidence that the barks differentiate between individual predators of the same species. The researchers found, for example, that the prairie dogs had a different bark for each member of the research team.